Duran phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right. It's time for my fiance Alex to phone tap Scary.
I'm so excited.
I haven't heard this at all. I'm so excited to hear it. So, Dave Brody,
yeah.
you were there to help out. Explain this phone tap, and let's roll it.
Okay, so Scary said something could have been offensive on the air about you getting married to Alex. Alex said he had a great idea. Let's phone tap Scary. I'll pretend I'm mad at him. Can you help run the board and make it happen? I said, absolutely. So this is what it came to be.
So it's all self-explanatory?
It's all Alex calling Scary to give him grief for what he said on the air about you guys.
All right, let's see. Yeah, Scary's on the air saying, don't marry him.
Yeah. Marriage is dumb.
All right, so let's here we go. Here we go. Let's just let it work. Here we go. Scary getting phone tapped by Alex.
Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
No, I'm at work and,
Yeah, listen, I just wanted to say, dude, I am so, so sorry. I said what I said on the air. I did not mean it. We were doing a bit. I texted you ahead of time, and I heard you were a little offended.
A little offended? That was f***ed up. You know, ever since he did it, he's always been acting weird towards me. And, you know, like, maybe he really doesn't want to get married, and maybe you convince him. But, you know, hey, my mom heard it, and she was crying. And this is important to me. That, you know, I never, ever in my life thought I would be able to get married in this world. And now I have the opportunity, and then you say that over the radio, and all my friends, my family, it's f***ing embarrassing.
Dude, I'm so sorry, man. You know, dude, how many years do we know each other? You know, we always laugh and joke. This is, I never meant any harm by that. What? Do you want me to talk to your mother? What's your address? I want to send your mom something. I feel really, really awful about this. I really do. You know, sometimes we say what we do for the entertainment of the show and just to take an opposition to make stuff sound interesting. And, you know, and that, you know, at that point, that's when I start to, like, you know, just, that's the radio me that just takes over. And you know that's not who I am. You know that.
Yeah, but given the opportunity, and now it's like, you know, a laughing joke, you know.
Oh,
you know, it's really
up. You know, please, dude, I'm so sorry, man. I would never want to rain on your parade. You don't understand. I'm really excited for the both of you. I genuinely am. You've made Elvis the happiest I've ever seen him in his entire life. And I don't want to throw Elvis under the bus, but he, you know, he was just like, somebody's got to tell me not to get married so I can argue the point of why I do want to get married. Because he really does want to get married. He loves you. He sees stars when he sees you. He's like, you know.
It seems like our love is a joke to you.
It's not a joke. I swear, Alex, as I'm standing here right now, you have to understand that I meant nothing by it. It was just words. It wasn't even, there was no emotion behind it. I didn't mean it. And then Brody wrote me a joke. He's like, he goes, tell him I give it 5 years. So I said, yeah, by the way, I give it 5 years.
Okay. Well, now you're blaming somebody else?
I mean,
you know, you should take responsibility. I'm just annoyed getting my shitness. I think that's pretty f***ed up.
I'm so sorry. How can I make it up to you, dude?
Maybe take Elvis and I out to dinner or something.
A 1,000%. I can't get a meeting with him. He's always busy. He's busier than ever. He's, you know, he's a star. What do you want me to say? I'd love to get you guys take you guys out. I would love nothing more.
Maybe a nice steak dinner. I love steak.
All right, I'll take you guys out to a steak dinner.
All right.
I swear to God, where do you want to go?
Why are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because you know that I owe Brody a steak dinner. But I don't owe him a steak dinner because I bought him a steak. That's a whole other story. That's not what we're talking about. I will do anything I can to make it right.
All right.
I would never want anything to come between you guys, ever.
No, you know what? I just need some time to think about this.
Okay.
Oh.
Are you all right? Are you crying?
Yeah. You know, you got me really upset.
I'm sorry, man.
This is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped.
You
phone tap, bitch!
No. You've been phone tapped.
No. No.
Oh, Elvis said it. Elvis told me to say it. Brody wrote the jinx.
You're not upset with me, are you?
No, I'm not upset.
Is your mom upset?
No, she's not.
No, we made that up, Scary. It's a phone tap.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran.